How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor, and here is your gospel news. From Nashville, Tennessee, the GMA Dove Awards celebrate the contributions of artists from every style of Christian gospel music. The Gospel Music Association, GMA, announced more talent for the 48th annual GMA Dove Awards. Casting Crowns, Erica Campbell, Hezekiah Walker, Holland, Ja'Kalen Carr, Micah Tyler, and Torrin Wells are set to perform during this year's show. And the show will air on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, this October. This year's lineup will include performers like Brianna Barbano, Cece Winans, The Gaither Vocal Band, Hillsong Worship, Travis Green, and Zach Williams, and presenters Anthony Brown, Chris Tomlin, David and Tamala Mann, and Matt Mayer. Women in Entertainment, WIE, announces that it will host its third annual summit in Los Angeles in November of 2017. WIE will gather some of the most creative minds in television, film, and sports for a series of powerful keynotes, thought-provoking panel discussion designed to address a range of issues that affect women. Topics will include the rise of women in leadership, how storytelling can impact social change, and empowering the next generation of women creatives. In collaboration with the Recording Academy, Great Performances presents Grammy, A Salute to Music Legends 2017, the second annual All-Star Concert offering a primetime spotlight for the Academy's 2017 Special Merit Award recipients. The celebration and tribute concert feature rare performances by honorees was recorded in July of this year. This is the second time the Recording Academy has celebrated the Special Merit Awards with a standalone event and musical tribute. This year's Lifetime Achievement Award honorees include Shirley Caesar, Ahmad Jamal, Charlie Pride, Nina Simone, and Sly Stone. Contemporary gospel artist Jonathan McReynolds, born September 17, 1989, a native of Chicago, Illinois' South Side. McReynolds recorded a short set of songs and distributed them to family members with no intention of an official release, but it reached a local pastor and DJ who aired some of the material on Chicago radio and showcased McReynolds' intimate fusion of R&B, jazz, and contemporary music. In May of 2012, his single I Love You reached Billboard's Hot Gospel Songs. His proper debut album, Life Music, followed that September. So did the follow-up, Life Music Stage 2, which topped the gospel charts with its release in 2015. It produced the top 10 gospel songs, Pressure and Gotta Have You. He landed in the top 3 of the gospel albums chart for the third time in a row with Sessions, the EP, in the summer of 2016. Gospel and praise and worship singer Pastor Leandria Johnson's journey to a recording career almost ran like the plot of a made-for-TV movie of the week as she overcame obstacles, hardships, and personal disasters to get there. Born January 23, 1983, Johnson was a twice divorced single mother of three when she fell on hard times, losing her home to foreclosure. That was the day before a friend convinced her to drive to New Orleans in a borrowed car and audition for the TV show Sunday Best. The daughter of a preacher, Johnson had sang in front of her father's congregation since she was 2 years old, but she hardly considered a professional career as a singer. She arrived at the TV audition with little or no time to spare, wearing flip-flops and the clothes that she drove in. She was amazed at being selected as a contestant. Johnson ended up being declared the winner at the end of the show's third season in 2010. Here's your Billboard Top 10 Albums in the Country. Number 10, 10 by Ricky Dillard and The New G. Number 9, One Way, Tamala Mann. Number 8, Crossover, Live from Music City, Travis Green. Number 7, Evolution of a Winner, Syreeta Thompson, Trumpet Lady. Number 6, Better, Azusa, The Next Generation 2, Hezekiah Walker. Number 5, I Got Out, Brian Poppin. Number 4, It's Still Personal, Tina Campbell. Number 3, The Journey, The Showers. Number 2, Heart Passion Pursuit, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And your number 1 gospel album in the country is Close by Marvin Sapp. Well, that's your top 10 gospel albums in the country and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.